Father, use me for what you want to use. What you want to do in this end time. Father, use me. If you might not understand the song says, let me become a vessel of honor unto you, Father. A golden vessel set apart for my use. The vessel can be a wooden vessel, it can be an earthen vessel, it can be a golden vessel. But you can be all these vessels if you don't allow, and if you don't allow yourself, if you don't give yourself out, he's not able, he's not going to be able to use you. This evening, this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are, that is all we are saying. Yes, we know it's vowsay, but we are telling God that yes, we are just vessels of honor unto your holy name. We are just vessels of honor unto your holy name. We are presenting ourselves to you as holy, living unto your holy name, as holy, as a holy sacrifice unto your holy name. Wherever you are, begin to say this to the Lord, that Father, I present myself to you. I present myself to you. I present myself to you as a pure vessel, as a pure vessel of honor.
Out of his flock. Now, it said that the shepherd left the rest of the sheep and went searching for the one that was lost. Now, the flock is those of us here and other believers around the world. That one sheep that was lost is you who is listening to us, who does not know the Lord Jesus, who has not received his love, who has not received his gift of righteousness, who has not received his Holy Spirit into your life. This evening, this morning, this afternoon, I want to speak to three groups of people. The first is that lost sheep. Jesus descended from his kingdom to come and die for all of us, including you. And today, as you listen to us, he's resounding this opportunity. He's resounding his love to you. Years ago, he came to die to shed his blood so that you and I will be saved. If you are listening to us, if you have joined us in fellowship and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you might be going to church, but you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. This is an opportunity once again. Embrace Incorporated and family, we bring to you Jesus once more. And we ask that you join us, pray this prayer. If you know you don't have Jesus, close your eyes and pray this with us. Lord Jesus, I thank you for reminding me of your love today. I admit I'm a sinner. And I agree that you came to die on the cross for me. So today, I proclaim you as Lord. And I proclaim you as Savior. I believe that you came to die for me. And your blood was shed to cleanse me from all my sins. I ask that you come into my life. I ask that you cleanse me and make me whole. Give me the gift of righteousness. Give me the gift of your spirit. So that when you appear again to come and take those who are yours, I'll be part of those you take back. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you pray this prayer with us, believe that you are saved. Now, the second group of people are those who have received the Lord Jesus, but you know that your relationship with God is not as it was before. You have grown cold. You used to love God so much. You used to be so passionate about your relationship with God. A lot of things happen along the line, and your love has waxed cold. This is another opportunity to rekindle your love for God. I want you to pray this with me as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you. I ask that you rekindle my love for Jesus. Any way I've fallen short in my walk with you, help me. Lift me up to stand. Help me to be a better Christian, to be a better follower of Jesus, that I don't lose this gift that you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the last group of people, you are the ones we sang this song for. You used to be very zealous with the work of God. You are like the shepherd that God entrusts the sheep into your care. You want to pray for strength, that in your work, for God, you will grow from strength to strength. Any kind of grace that you need to do the work of God, you want to pray with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for grace to do your work. I pray for grace to be strengthened in my work for you. May I never lose my strength. May I never lose my passion for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to be like that faithful servant that you say, you good and faithful servant, you have been faithful in this little. So come into my rest. In the name of Jesus have I prayed. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Everybody, I want us to join us in this song. So
in prayer.